From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature has added a new subcommittee dedicated to exploring alternatives to incarceration to its list of special jail task force committees. Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis made the announcement following the legislature's regular meeting on Wednesday, April the 19th. The 11-member group will be chaired by Legislator Tori Torgensen, Democrat of Windham, and is made up of various county officials and community members. No members of the Greene County Sheriff's Office or the current jail staff were named to the subcommittee, but jail administrators were contacted about the group. Torgensen said, and I quote, "We thought we could engage them in a less formal way," end quote. The subcommittee is expected to hold its first meeting within the next 2 weeks. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Board of Education recently adopted a $30.8 million spending plan for 2017-18, which includes a tax levy increase of 1.3%. The vote was unanimous. Superintendent Cheryl Nucifero said, and I quote, "It is the most responsible budget," end quote. The budget goes to district voters for approval on Tuesday, May the 16th. When the state passed its budget this month, the district learned it would receive $80,000 more in state aid than anticipated, and that additional funding was used to lower the proposed tax levy increase of 1.4%. Nucifero said the unexpected additional state aid was good news. The bad news is the uncertainty of the federal budget, which goes into effect October the 1st, she said. Nucifero said, and I quote, "If there is a big revenue loss in the federal budget, the president could demand the governor take back all the state aid or more from the district," end quote. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that White Throne LLC, a certified organic fermented foods operation, is relocating to the former Cork Contract Manufacturing Warehouse on North 2nd Street in Hudson. The building is currently housed at Hawthorne Valley Farm in Ghent. Farm Production Enterprise Director Andrea Schneider said, and I quote, "Hudson is such a microcosm of the county right now, and we're looking forward to being grounded here. The space is much bigger and is going to allow us to expand as much as we need to," end quote. The building contains 21,000 square feet of open floor space and includes a loading dock. Schneider said more than a dozen jobs will follow relocation of the sauerkraut business in production to start, followed by sales positions as the company grows. Hawthorne Valley Farm currently produces approximately 15 lacto-fermented products distributed locally and across six states, including Whole Foods stores. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that COPEG went small with its solar regulations, limiting sunlight to energy projects to 10 acres. One clause in the new regulations passed on April 13th may leave wiggle room for a proposed 400-acre utility-scale project in Carryville, but that, Valden wrote, and I quote, "remains to be seen," end quote. Before the vote on the new law, Hecate Energy Director of Development Gabriel Wapner presented his plan for a 40-megawatt total ground-mounted solar project on a 700-acre farm owned by William Rassweiler in Carryville along the north and south side of Route 23 east of the Taconic Hills School District campus. That proposal could power 6,000 to 7,000 homes. Planning Board Chairman Bob Haight said he had already, and I quote, "heard so many complaints about the project, I can pretty much tell you that people are not in favor of it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports that jobs were up by 700 in Greene County and 200 in Columbia County from a year ago, according to Labor Department figures released April the 20th. Employment grew slightly throughout the Hudson Valley and Catskills since the end of March 2016. Ulster County employment grew 1%, and Dutchess County and Delaware County's figures were flat. State unemployment was 4.3%, down from 4.4% in the month before and down from 4.8% a year ago. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Carrie Allen reports in the Columbia Courier that New Lebanon has written a local law to amend the zoning code to add a section on solar energy systems with a public hearing scheduled for 6:55 p.m. on May the 9th at the town hall. The law requires a payment in lieu of taxes for all commercial solar arrays. In other news, the New Lebanon Town Board, all except Chuck Giraldi, voted to hold a public hearing on April the 26th on repealing the town's junkyard law, which was written in 1961. And the board reported some speed limit changes. The entire length of County Route 34 is now 45 miles an hour, and all of Lover's Lane is now 30 miles an hour. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. The Mid-Hudson News reported that Ulster County Executive Michael Hine signed into law on April 19th a measure making the cyberbullying of a minor illegal in Ulster County. Hines said, and I quote, "All of our children are precious and need to know there is help and protection available. As technology continues to advance at an ever-increasing pace, our youth are more and more susceptible to cyberbullying with access to the internet and social media at their fingertips. Cyberbullying is a serious issue and can be devastating to the victim and her family, and can lead to anxiety, depression, and in severe cases, suicide," end quote. The law says a person guilty of cyberbullying of a minor when, with the intent to harass, abuse, intimidate, torment, or otherwise inflict emotional harm on a minor electronically. You can read that full story in the Mid-Hudson News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers today, mainly before 8 a.m. The temperature high for today will be 57 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 59 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 6:03 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:44 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 21st day of April 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.